you're gonna you put in a bed and told us that you are gonna look for room. But if you're ready for the illusion, try and find the right man.
They never let you down, really, do they? That's Culture and a new single called Revolution. I'm sure that my colleague Andy Kershaw will already have played that on the BBC World Service, and quite right, too. And one of the days that I spent in New York, we spent three there in total. It was my wife Sheila's first time in the United States, and she was immensely impressed, but as I say, especially with New York. But one of the days we spent with the singer Laura Cantrell and her husband, and for those of you unfamiliar with Laura, can there be anybody who listens to this programme who still is? She sounds like this. That's the point of imbecility, I have to be honest with you. Laura Cantrell, Somewhere, Some Night, from her LP, Not the Trembling Kind. And in addition to singing like an angel, Laura also does a radio programme for a community radio station in the New York area called WFMU, and produces the occasional track for her programme, possibly for others. This is one of those.
I wish you knew how hard I tried to kill you, how hard
Indeed. Produced by Laura Cantrell for radio station WFMU in Montclair, New Jersey. Murphy's Oil Soap Boys and a version of the Louvin Brothers, I Wish You Knew. This is Fuselage.
But we had one more important sound we wanted you to hear.
In the house for so long now that I grow tired of it at times. Fuselage, Almost Monday Morning is the title of it. And it comes from a compilation LP, Big Kahuna Kicks 2. From Washington, D.C., the curiously named Q and Not You. This is called And the Washington Monument Blinks Goodnight. Is due before the end of the year. I look forward to it. From Washington, D.C., that's Q and Not You on the BBC World Service, and the Washington Monument blinks goodnight. On October the 29th, 1980, Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band played at the Rotters Club in Liverpool. Thank you. so very, very suddenly, and I apologise for that. Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band in Liverpool in 1980. How I wish I'd been there. And that's from an LP called Mersey Trout. The track's Nowadays a Woman's Got to Hit a Man. From Spain. The word pantalones, if not much else. Mastretta on Subterfuge Records from Madrid in Spain, and that's the title track from the LP Luna de Miel. And the last record that I have for you this week comes from Subphonic. Thank you. Vega Beach Party. The track is Red Dragon. No, Step Dragon, I apologise. And it's the last record I have for you this week here on the BBC World Service. So from me, John Peel, until next week, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
He missed it earlier,
even if you didn't.
That was, yes, Step Dragon by Subphonic. Well, now it's time for the E-Files. Sue Taylor continues her look at the language of love. In today's programme, we find out what to call someone we're having a relationship with.
I think my misses mean when I miss someone. No.
I think it's my partner is when you are married, then you say it's my partner. And the person I'm going out with is my boyfriend.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, lover. In E-Files today, we'll be finding out why choosing the correct word can be rather confusing. Heard some students talking about some of the words we use to describe someone we're having a relationship with. If you're not married, you might say boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, lover, or even your other half. All of these words are used in English, but they have very subtle differences in meaning. Drusilla Byfus, author of Modern Manners and an expert in etiquette, explains.
One of the subjects that I get a lot of mail on is how on earth somebody can refer to the person they're with, who perhaps they're living with, or who they're very close to whom they're not married, but to whom they obviously have an extremely close relationship.
I would call her by her Christian name if the people I know well. Otherwise, I would refer to her as my wife.
Partner would be the best to call someone who's very, very close and intimate with you.
I am her partner because we are a team together.
To talk about my girlfriend or my lover, I would talk about her in those terms.
The expression partner implies a long-term stable relationship.
In the old days, life was much more settled than it is now, and you could safely assume that when people of the opposite sex lived together, they were most likely to be married, whereas we all know that no longer applies.
As society changes, language changes too. John Ato, a lexicographer, has been charting the way the words we use have changed.
Language is classically a mirror of social change, and so if we look back 100 years when the social situation was essentially very much mapped out for a person, and you were either single, engaged, or married, and there was restricted terminology for talking about that situation. You either had your sweetheart, and then you became engaged, and you had your fiancé, and you became married, and you had your husband or wife or whatever. Colloquialism you like to use, your old woman, your missus, your hubby. Now, 100 years on, the whole social situation is so much more splintered. There's so many possibilities of different types of relationship you can be in that it's not surprising that the number of words we have to talk about these relationships has blossomed hugely into a very subtle mix of different possibilities.
Lots of different relationships and lots of different ways of describing them. How do people choose which word they're going to use?
There are an enormous range of factors which make us choose one word above another.
The spectre.
How old are they? What sex are they? And the person they're referring to, same sort of things apply. And also the person you're talking to. You may choose a different word depending on the social status of the person you're addressing. And, of course, the actual nature of the relationship itself affects what word you choose.
The most commonly used words for describing someone we're having a relationship with are boyfriend or girlfriend. But can you use these words if you're a little bit older than a boy or a girl?
They say forever, boy and girl, they're just one love in this world.
Boyfriend just sounds ridiculous when you're 50, 60, because it's a thing. Because by then you might have been married and you might have been divorced, you've had grown-up children. And the word boyfriend when you're that sort of age, or girlfriend when you're that sort of age, just sounds really bit, I don't know, it just sounds really odd.
Drusilla Byfus, the etiquette expert, disagrees. She doesn't discourage older people from using the terms boyfriend or girlfriend.
I'm very keen on the use of the term, old-fashioned term, girlfriend or boyfriend. But sometimes middle-aged people feel that that's a bit arch. Although I don't see why they should. And there is a way of saying this is my boyfriend with a kind of sparkle in the eye, which makes it acceptable, I think. But otherwise, it could be my friend or my companion. But the truth is, there is no satisfactory one term that refers to somebody that you live with or are very close to whom you're not married.
Young love, our love, we emotion.
The term girlfriend and boyfriend can cause confusion in other contexts too. John Simpson.
If a woman talks about her girlfriends, then you can probably assume that they are female friends of her.